You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.
This is the future.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
It's alive!
It's the sound of science!
Imagine being able to wear a small sensor just like a bandage. You don't even know it's there. And that little sensor could detect vapors from your body that could come from anemia, diabetes, lung disease. That breakthrough is on the way thanks to a team of researchers at the University of Michigan. Sherman Fan is a professor of biomedical engineering at U of M. Professor, we're all pretty familiar with wearable technology like Google Glass, the Apple iWatch, the Fitbit. But this sensor you and your team are working on takes this to a whole different level, correct?
It's right, because typically the sensor you're talking about, we call it the physical sensors. You're talking about like a blood pressure measurement. But in our case, actually, we're measuring vapors, which is a sort of a chemical measurement.
So things that, as I'm breathing, it's picking things up, or does it actually come out of the skin?
Both, actually. Oh,
that is amazing. How does it work?
Basically, we are using so-called micro gas chromatography technology in combination with graphene technology. So micro GC, which stands for gas chromatography, is a way to separate gas molecules before detection. And the graphene is a sort of a nano-electronic sensor or vapor sensors, which can be embedded into these GC channels, and to pick up different vapor molecules and to look at at very low concentration.
So I kind of remember way back in mm-hmm. science class where we had like a chromograph. So it's that concept where you were able to pull out molecules.
Yes, exactly. This concept, chromatography technology has been around for many years. However, usually the technology, the instrument is very large, very
bulky.
Big. It cannot be portable, cannot be even wearable. And so our type, because of the modern technology's advancements, and so we can shrink everything down to something very, very small.
And so you're literally, the idea of a bandage, it could be like that. A doctor could give a patient something that they could slap on and not even be aware that they're wearing it?
Currently, actually, we're working on probably something around like watch size. So they probably still know they are wearing something, but it can be as small as a watch.
And so you could test for health issues, such as what?
Such as asthma and maybe diabetics later on, and some other diseases like lung cancer monitoring, cystic fibrosis.
And also there's probably environmental concerns that could be watched for.
True, yes. If you really want to detect something around you, like air quality and any toxic material substances in this room, you should be able to detect it. And also for foot soldiers, usually they carry very heavy equipment, and anything light, that'll be very, very useful for them.
So what needs to happen to get this wearable vapor sensor out into the marketplace?
Basically, I think the first is technology. So whether or not we can integrate everything into a watch size, that's something we're working on right now, and it's quite promising. Second thing is sort of like a clinical validation. So whether or not those vapor molecules are clinically relevant. There's a research going on worldwide using different vapors, so-called vapor biomarkers, to see whether or not those vapor markers are related to certain disease or certain conditions of diseases. And so we are still working on it. We are working with engineers. We are working with clinical doctors and to combine all those expertise and to make this to happen.
So what's your best guess? How long do you think this could take to actually get this out and available to patients?
I also depend on which applications you are talking about. For just environmental monitoring and for probably like a chemical warfare agent monitoring or detection, this one doesn't need clinical validation. So in this case, I would say probably a couple of years. And for the biomedical applications, usually, it takes a very long time because we have to make sure it's safe, and also it can provide a clinical information.
That's useful.
That is useful, can be used by doctors to make decisions. And in this case, actually, it's going to take a little bit longer time.
It has to be exciting, though, when you are working away with your team and thinking of the kind of impact mm-hmm. that this vapor sensor could have really in human health around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a team. I know I'm working with another professor at the WE department, Zhao Huizhong. And 2 years ago, we got together and talked about this idea, and we were both very excited. And later on, we tried really hard with our graduate students, and we published the paper. And recently, we were funded by NSF grants. and to pursue in both fundamental research side and also the some application, for example, like wearable vapor sensors.
Well, a sense of really science happening in the trenches, the foot soldiers who are really making these kinds of technological advances that ultimately could mean so much for human health and welfare. Sherman Fan, a professor of biomedical engineering at the University of Michigan, he and his team are developing a new wearable vapor sensor that could offer nonstop disease monitoring. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.